Our second scripture passage today comes from Romans. Listens to God's word for us. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to the grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but that we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Pastor Luke.
Yes.
It is good to be with you today.
So am I.
And it is good to be celebrating with you here the blessings of your new church.
Thank you.
For 6 years you worshipped under a tent.
Yes.
And that tent was pretty beaten up by the end of the 6 years, right?
Very.
Last time I saw pictures, they have giant holes in the tent, and you patched the tent, and just imagine the tents from the car shows down on Scottsdale Road being up for 6 years through tornadoes,
hurricanes,
rain, lots of wind, and the church kept going. How many times did that tent fall down?
Four times.
Four times. And there's no cranes to get those things back up. How did you get the tent up?
Well, we've been patient, so we have some guys every time we had to buy new tops, you know, to patch it, you know.
So people did it. People did it. Your people
bring it
put
down
it
and then try to put it back up.
And then they put it back up.
Yes.
But no more, right?
No.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. And to all of you.
For the last 6 months, you've been worshiping in the new church.
Oh, yes.
So what does it feel like? How does it feel different to be in the tent, to be in the church now?
Well, when we were under the tents, it was really frightening. Sometime on Sunday morning, we're having service, or either to the week, on Thursday and Tuesday. And there would be big wind or rain. When it's raining, there is holes, so people trying to advance from this point to the other point. And it was really hard. And one Sunday morning, it was really windy, very scary. And I had to say, Lord, do something. Help us to worship you without fear, but keep the wind until we finish worshiping. and really, God did listen. To tell you the truth, after the service, everybody went home, and then there was the old lady called us, who would leave, you know, be around to help with the care, and she called and said, Pastor Luke, the tent has fallen down. And I said, praise the Lord, we were not in there.
Thanks be to God.
Yes.
The trials of living there and worshiping under the tent are huge because of all those holes in the tent. If it rained, then you were either getting wet or you had to move over so the rain didn't fall on you.
Yes.
And people in Haiti sit a lot closer together than we do here.
I tell you, we put 15, 14, 13 people in one pew. So we put it for each other.
Everybody sits really close together. And when it's windy, then it's loud under the tent. And so it's so beautiful that now that you're in this church,
yes,
no longer do the elements distract from worship.
No.
But I do think one of the great gifts of being under the tent was that you had to depend upon the Spirit to stop the wind from moving and the rains from pouring on you during worship.
Mm-hmm.
What a gift it is to us to be in a place, to be able to worship without the worries and the fears of wind and rain. We just have to worry about the sound system. And that's man-made.
Man-made, yes.
You know, but now you're in the new church, right?
Yes.
So what is it like to worship in this new space?
Well, everybody feel good, feel proud. They don't have to scare of the wind no more. And I can tell you the people are really coming. The neighborhood is really proud because, you know, there is sharks all around the neighborhood. But to see that building stand up, so they are really proud, and every people walking around, they said, we have to really help to keep this church in good shape.
The church stands like a tower in the middle of a low-level community. And so it is like a beacon in the community, a sign that God is present and there, and it's important to take care of it.
Yes.
You were telling us earlier today about how many new members you have. How many people have joined since you started the church?
We had, since we built the new church and we are in it, we had 97 people.
97 people joining the church.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could teach us a few lessons about membership.
Well, it's not a big deal. It's just one invites another one. Each one invites somebody to come.
Did you hear that? Everybody needs to invite one person.
It's really simple. You know, you don't have to come just to come to church. Hey, come and get saved. Just come. But the Spirit will lead, you know.
Just come and the Spirit leads.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you've had baptisms too.
Yes, on January... In January, we baptized by immersion 24 people.
They baptized 24 people on one Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And baptisms in Haiti, they immerse the people in the water. And let me tell you, water there is scarce. So it's a really big deal to baptize people and a really great gift to baptize them in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing.
Yes, and also if I can add, there were a lot of gangs, you know, in the neighborhood. So when we opened the church, you know, they started coming. And as we shared the word on Sunday, and then seven of them come and accept Jesus Christ in their life. And once they come and they ask for Bibles, and I did not give the Bible the first Sunday because I didn't want them to emotionally feel they needed. So I tell them, next Sunday, you come. If you come, we will give you a Bible. So next Sunday they come. So I had to have the Bible to give them. So I gave it, you know. And now they're asking for songbook. So that's really good.
In the neighborhood, there was a season when there was a lot of trouble and people were fleeing and going away from the community.
Yeah, going away.
But what is amazing is that the gangs in the neighborhood have started coming to worship. And they've come several times. And in fact, they've accepted Christ and asked for Bibles. And I think it's such a great sign of your work and ministry and the Spirit moving that people, even people who are struggling, were coming to church and finding God.
And not only on Sunday, but they come on Tuesday for Bible study and also Thursday.
They come Tuesdays and Thursdays and Sundays, and there they can get really good support.
Yes.
You know, in our scripture passage, it talks about how in suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint.
Yes, it does not.
My time in Haiti has taught me that there's a lot of struggle and a lot of hardship. And people deal with so little, mm-hmm. but they have so much because they have the Spirit. What is it that gives them that kind of hope?
Encouragement, to keep encouraged, and also by knowing and serving God, they won't be the tail, and they will be always in the front, and God will always care, you know, for them.
It's having so much in our community. It's sometimes hard to remember that God really provides all that we have. And when you have so little, being encouraged and reminded all the time of how much God gives us and how much God is present in the midst of that is such a really powerful experience.
Yeah, even though they have to strive, you know, but they have to keep up with their faith.
They have to keep hope in their faith.
Yes.
Every day, keeping hope and reminding that God goes with us. And He goes with us too.
Yes.
Every day. One of the other parts of the church is your school, right?
Yes, we have the school on the other side.
And when the earthquake happened, the school also fell down. Mm-hmm. But we haven't had time to put it back up, right?
Yes.
So where are the kids worshiping or learning?
Okay, I had with the old team that we had, so we had an open, you know, makeshift tent for them.
It's like a three-sided shack.
Yes, and have the board, you know, separating the classes.
They have blackboards that separate each class. So imagine that the people in the terrace are one class, the people on this side are one class, this side is another class, and up in the terrace is another class. And each class is learning about their numbers and their letters and
history,
reading.
Mathematics, you know.
Math, and they have these great teachers in Port-au-Prince that teach, educated teachers who teach these classes, but it's so hard to learn when other people can hear, when you hear the other kids learning about.
Sometimes you have to tell them, you know, slow a little, you know, not too much noise so the other class, you know, can work, you know.
So you have to be very quiet.
Quiet.
No wiggling. Even the preschoolers.
No wiggling.
No wiggling.
Because when they are there, we said, you have a teacher in front of you. You have to keep quiet. And they are. They're listening.
You know, I think it's so amazing that people keep coming to the school. Why do you think people come to your school instead of other schools?
Well, because of the care and the love that we have provided for the children.
The children at Pastor Luke's school don't just get an education, but they also receive love and care, and they learn about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the children aren't just kids that come to school, but they're actually beloved as the children of God. And so his school is special, and you were telling me about some of the children that keep wanting to come to your school. Can you tell us
more
about that?
Yeah, that was really surprised me. Because there were parents who were living, taking care of the church, and then somehow he has moved away. But their children were in the school. And when they went and registered their children to another school, and they stayed there for a couple, at least a month. And they said to their parents, "We don't like this school. Please, even if we have to sleep in the school all week, and then we will come back home on Friday, we want to be in Pastor Luke Church Harmony School."
These children moved away. Their family moved away from the area, and they started going to another school that was a good school.
Yes.
But the children said they didn't want to go there anymore. They wanted to go back to Pastor Luke's school because of the care they received and the love they received. And so the children come on Sunday, mm-hmm. and they sleep at the church all week, mm-hmm. so they can go to school with Pastor Luke. Mm-hmm. And then they go home on the weekends.
On the weekends.
What dedication it is to want to go to a school when it's so hard. But also, what love it is that you'd find a way to help these children get to school so they can learn.
And also, we feed them also.
They feed them. And in Haiti, food is scarce, and some children don't get food.
No.
And so to get a meal is a really big deal for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important that we help them to work on building their new school, to help them find a place to learn so they can continue to grow and thrive. Because as the school has been deteriorating for the last 6 years, students are leaving.
They're leaving.
But just like the school, just like the church, all the people came back. We know the children will come back too.
Oh yes, I'm sure they will, because the way it looks like now, it's just inconvenient, you know. But I believe if we build a school, they will come back and have more students. And I can add, even there are people in the congregation also that there's never been to school. So this month we started afternoon, you know, learning reading and write for of them. So they come and register. We registered 24 mm-hmm. of adults who never been to school. So we want them to know how to read and also write their name also.
So some students have just started coming to school, mm-hmm. so they're behind. Yeah. And they've started having after-school programs, mm-hmm. so that all of the children will be able to read and mm-hmm. write.
And write.
And that's a lot more than your other students. How long is a school day?
The school day from 7:30 to 1 o'clock.
7:30 in the morning till 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And how far do some of your students travel to come to school?
Oh, very far.
Very far?
Mm-hmm.
Because Pastor Luke's school is free. They ask for donations, but some students can't pay.
Cannot pay.
And other schools cost money for the families.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a gift to be able to learn.
Gift. Yes.
You know, today we had all these children singing in the choirs and the adult choir. And the bell choir, do you have choirs at your church and school?
We have five choirs in the church.
Five choirs?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot of choir.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brent? Five?
Five. And all of them are full.
And they're all full?
Yes.
How many people, what kind of choirs are there?
The first choir, the Voice of Harmony, has 150 people in it.
150 people?
Yes. So what we do, we encourage everybody to try to be in something.
Uh-huh.
You know, try not to be just staying there and come, but just do something and get in a choir, whatever. You know, they will tell you what voice you can. They will help you with your voice.
I think that Brent might help you with your voice too. I think it's important that they're a part of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's a part of something, and we try and do that too, to find some place for everyone to fit.
Right.
And you know, it's in Haiti, the choirs are a huge part of the service.
Mm-hmm.
They sing and they lead us, they guide us, they let the Spirit move among us, and there's no way you can sit still. Everybody's clapping and moving and praising God, because the Spirit is alive and doing amazing work in Haiti. especially with you, Pastor Luke. So thank you so thank much you. For your ministry and the gifts you give to your people and thank for sharing you. With us.
Thank you.
Can we say a prayer for you?
Yes.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the many gifts and blessings you've poured upon the people at Harmony Ministries. Thank you for Pastor Luke and the other pastors that work with the people. Lord, we pray for their homebound and their sick, their elderly. We pray for the children of their schools. We pray for the doctor and nurse at the clinic. Lord, we ask that you continue to do amazing work there, and that it will be a blessing to all those who enter and leave it, so that they will see the way you are and who you are and the gift of hope you give all of us. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.